Rick, welcome to Huddersfield. A bit of a whirlwind week for you, I guess. How have the last few days gone for you?
Yeah, they've all been pretty quick, that's for sure. 30-hour flight, got here probably on Wednesday morning, went to training, tried to get to know 30 players and, you know, 15 staff, and then did it all again today. So that was good. I mean, to get two sessions in midweek and still have another session to go makes me feel a little bit comfortable, more comfortable going into the weekend. So, yeah, looking forward to Sunday.
And how much research and homework have you been able to do over in Australia before you came over here?
Oh, yeah, a little bit. Yeah, definitely. I sort of watched the last three or four games from the Giants. Obviously, I've been pretty busy with my own work as well, but watched a little bit of Super League on Friday and Saturday mornings over in Australia, which would be the Thursday and Saturday sort of games over here. Thursday and Friday games, sorry. So, yeah, I think, you know, keep an eye on and seeing how ex-skipper Kurt Gidley's going at Warrington and a few other Aussie boys that you've had a little bit to do with. So, yeah, it's not... It gets plenty of airplay, the Super League in Australia, and, you know, the boys that have been involved in it, definitely keep an eye on it.
And for us, you think of Huddersfield as a massive club. It is a massive club and a historic club. Do they feel that way in Australia as well? Do you guys know that down there?
Oh, look, when I was doing my research and spoke to people that know enough about the club and know enough about the competition, they were all really positive about the club, you know. Not so much just because it's the birth of rugby league, but a traditional club, really good people, good fans, and, you know, always got a competitive roster. So that's been a couple of things that are ringing nice and true to me with everyone I've spoken to, which is definitely uplifting. And obviously seeing the boys play a real good game against Hull the other day, you know, the Hull FC game as it was here the other Thursday night was pretty impressive.
And in terms of your plans, how long term or short term do you look? Are you looking at the next 2 weeks to the end of the season, or are you looking to next season as well?
Yeah, look, first of all, it'll probably be 2 weeks, and then 7 weeks after that, and then get ourselves ready for the following season. So a couple of little different blocks or macro cycles, and you know, we're obviously not going to finish in the top eight now, so we're getting ourselves ready to play in the middle eight and obviously play some Super League and Championship teams and understand that, like, that's semi-final footy pretty much from the word go when you get going. So, we'll see. Hopefully we can get as much work into the boys in the next couple of weeks, perform strongly, and look, if the effort remains consistent and we can sort of just manage our errors and how we play and our execution, I think we'll be okay.
And just finally, looking at the game on Sunday, how much of input will you have only having those two training sessions, and how much will you rely on your coaches as well?
Oh, I definitely rely on the boys, Chris and Robbo, really heavily. But, I'm starting to put my own sort of stamp on things, and we've had a little bit of time to sort of just fine-tune a couple of things, both offensively and defensively, and I'll definitely lean on those to understand minutes and interchanges and things like that come Sunday, possibly opposition as well. Obviously, they know the opposition a lot better than me at this point in time. So, yeah, we've worked together. We've sat and watched video together, and we'll do a little bit more of that over the next couple of weeks, and we'll make sure that we're all looking at the same sort of things, and we've got our eye on, you know, some indicators that we want to see some of our players hitting.